Three institutions yesterday appeared before the Judgment Debt Commission, tasked to inquire into issues leading to the payment of judgment debts. They are the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, Consa Company, and Micheletti & Co. Here is Ernest Obingenim's report.
The Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources was the first to appear before the commission. It was represented by the Chief Director, Professor Bruce Benoit Yakubu. He was questioned on the ministry's involvement in a land case in Kumasi which resulted in the payment of judgment debt to the chief of Warakase, Nana Owusu Echao Prempe. Professor Benoit Yakubu said the ministry directed the Lands Commission and the Forestry Department to be in court on its behalf. He said the ministry is aware of the payment of 27 million Ghana cedis to Nana Owusu Echao Prempe. The next to appear was the managing director of Consol Company, Stefano Ramela Peza, who presented documents in respect to contracts with Waterville BVI on the renovation of the Kumasi Stadium. He also presented documents on payments made to Waterville BVI, adding that the main contract was given to Waterville BVI, which also gave the contract of the Kumasi Stadium to Consa. Asked whether he knew Alfred Agwesiwayome, he said he met him once but was not in respect of the contract. The last to appear was Micheletti & Co. Company, which was represented by the managing director, Jimmy Costagna. He presented documents on the company's contract with Waterville BVI and payments made to it. Mr. Costagna said his company handled the Accra and Elwak stadia. He said it was a subcontract given to it by Waterville BVI. Answering a question on his relationship with Alfred Agwesiwayome, Mr. Costagna said he knew him casually and not related to the contract with Waterville BVI. At the end of the proceedings, the lead counsel of the commission, Dumeti Kofi Sopo, briefed the media.
Three institutions were invited, that is the Chief Director of the Ministry of Lands and Forestry, Kosa Company Limited, and Micheletti Company Limited. In respect of the Chief Director of the Ministry of Lands and Forestry, it had to do with compensation of 27 million Ghana cedis that was paid to Nana Owusu Echao Prempeh II. In respect of land acquired by government, initially it was land that was given to government free of cost for a combined hospital, but later the purpose for which the land was to be applied never materialized. Rather, part was given to the police and then the other part was given out the State Housing Company Limited. It is for this change in purpose that actually necessitated the payment of compensation to the said overlord of the land. In respect of the two companies, say Kosa first, they had something to do with the stadium rehabilitation and construction, and they had something to do with Waterville. The stadium rehabilitation and construction was actually given out to Waterville, and then Kosa became a subcontract. So in respect of Kosa and Waterville, they did the work together. But in respect of Micheletti, initially they were a subcontractor of Waterville, but subsequently the contract between Waterville and the Ghana government was terminated and the contract given over to Micheletti. That was how Micheletti took over the rehabilitation and reconstruction of Elwak and the Ohinijan Sports Stadium.
Mr. Sopo appealed to the public to offer information to the commission to enable it execute its mandate.
That was the next Obeying Enim's report.